Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question that takes us to the book of Acts. It's exciting to read about the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, where in that remarkable event, God poured out His Spirit, the apostles preached the Word of God, and the world took notice. Some people say we're supposed to aim for that kind of experience today, every time we gather for worship. Well, John, is that a reasonable expectation, considering the context of that special event? And in what way should the church apply that passage these days?
It is not a reasonable expectation, considering the context of that special event. You mean like we're supposed to see the Holy Spirit coming down like cloven tongues of fire resting on the head of every person in a visible, miraculous way? Of course not. And speaking in languages, by the way, that wasn't some kind of gibberish like the tongues movement today. Those were languages. They were hearing them in their languages. And according to Acts 2, the languages are specifically identified as such. No, that was a one-time event. The coming of the Holy Spirit to the establishment of the church, the beginning of the church, marked by the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And it needed to be demonstrably miraculous so that everyone would know that this was a heavenly invasion. You have a similar experience later on among the Gentiles in chapter 8 and later on in the book of Acts among those who were the followers of John the Baptist, but only to introduce them into the church in the same way that the Jews were in Acts chapter 2. That's not the norm for Christian experience or Christian worship.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.